everyone. Hope you're having a great Sunday. My name is Dr. Jason Uchida. I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine and your host of this program on alternative medicine. Welcome to the October 21st, 2007 edition of Wellness in the New Millennium. Thank you for joining me tonight. We have another memorable program lined up for you. My patient June is joining us to share her story of how she suffered with constant diarrhea for over 1 year. Stay with us to learn just how bad June's diarrhea was, how conventional medicine failed her, and finally what she did to beat this nasty problem with naturopathic medicine. How did you like Jason's heroic story of 2 weeks ago? I received many phone calls about Jason's story. So because of public demand, I'll be replaying Jason's heroic battle against the incurable von Hippel-Lindau disease on November 18th. If you'd like to hear it again, or if you missed it in part or in whole, don't miss this program a second time. Von Hippel-Lindau disease is a rare genetic disorder that results with massive reoccurring tumor growth in the brain, spinal cord, kidneys, liver, and eyes. The treatment is symptomatic or surgery as the tumors develop, and the prognosis is typically an early death. Tune in on November 18th to learn more about the rare and deadly von Hippel-Lindau disease and Jason's heroic battle against it, the many surgeries he has endured, and how naturopathic medicine stacks up against this deadly genetic disease. Before we go any further, let me tell you about the upcoming topics of the next few weeks. Next week on October 28th, our topic will be open for discussion. Your calls and questions about health, wellness, and naturopathic medicine determines the topics of the evening. Then on November 4th, our topic will be about the leading cause of blindness in the elderly today, age-related macular degeneration. 30% of Americans over the age of 75 have age-related macular degeneration. Tune in to learn what it is, how it develops, how it causes blindness, and mostly, or most importantly, what you can do to prevent it from developing in you. Then on November 11th, another can't-miss program, my patient Evelyn will be joining us live to share her 15-year battle with total body psoriasis. Evelyn's psoriasis was so bad she looked like a burn victim. The skin of her entire body looked as if it was peeled right off of her. She was in agonizing pain. Her skin was beet red, raw, swollen, and weeping a nauseating amber fluid by the quart and shedding skin by the pound. Tune in to hear Evelyn tell her story of how long she suffered with this biblical-like skin affliction, psoriasis, how many doctors she sought for help, the many medications she took without relief, and finally what she did to eliminate this painful and agonizing skin affliction with naturopathic medicine. Again next week, the topic is open for discussion. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by the leaders in the health, wellness, and alternative medicine industry, the Tri-Element Supplement Company, Nature Science Integrity, Nutrient Organic Spirulina Pacifica in powder, crystal flakes, and tablets since 1983, DeVita Natural Skin Care, engineered by nature and formulated by science for healthy, vibrant skin. The Pan American MOA Foundation, promoting true health through art and beauty, nature farming, and Jodei, the medical art from Japan. Enzymatic Therapy, producing innovative quality supplements for your healthcare needs. The Flora Supplement Company, producers of liquid phytocapsules and quality nutritional supplements for a healthy digestive tract, bone health, and detoxification. The Good Health Food Store, more than just a health store, and the Island Wellness Center, the chronic illness specialist. Stay with us to hear June tell her story of how she suffered with diarrhea for a year and what she did to beat it right after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from the Pan American MOA Foundation, Enzymatic Therapy, and the Flora Supplement Company.
You're listening to Dr. Jason Uchida of the Island Wellness Center. Dr. Uchida is trained and licensed as a naturopathic physician and has been in private practice since 1988. Naturopathic physicians are the only doctors who are medically trained in the use of herbs, vitamins, and minerals. Dr. Uchida is currently a member on the State of Hawaii Board of Examiners in Naturopathic Medicine. You may direct appropriate letters and phone calls to his office at 615 Pi'ikoi Street, Suite 1114, Honolulu, Hawaii 96814, or phone 589-1955. That's 589-1955. You may also email Dr. Uchida at wellness@pdchawaii.com.
This is KWAI Honolulu 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, we have a very special guest with us. My patient, June, is joining us to share her story of overcoming chronic diarrhea of over 1 year. Hi, June. Welcome to Wellness in the New Millennium.
Hi.
June, everybody out there wants to know, did you really suffer with diarrhea for a year?
Yes, I did. It was more like, I would say a year and a half.
A year and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was over a year. Would you explain to us how bad the diarrhea was? Because, you know, was it once every few days? Did you have it every day? Was it after every meal?
It was bad. It was every day. It was sometimes, you know, like, I felt like I was living in the restroom. Sometimes it was like if you're sitting down and you stand up, then you feel like you have to go.
Wow.
And so you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say it was kind of constant. It was, it progressively got worse to that
over
point.
Time.
Yeah.
But yeah, sounds like it was pretty bad. It was daily and
yes.
Maybe even several times, for sure, several times in a
yes.
day, at times constant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. June, what other symptoms did you have with the diarrhea?
Oh, I felt, you know, uncomfortable because I felt bloated
mm-hmm.
and gassy.
Mm.
And I also felt very tired. And it was a different kind of tired. I would always be tired. I would take a nap, but yet still be tired.
Mm.
And I guess I was losing weight because nothing kind of stayed with me.
Right, right. And that probably resulted with the fatigue also, yeah? Because
yeah.
if you're trying to eat and bring in nutrients and nutrition, but it's all leaving you, then obviously you're not going to be rejuvenating yourself, and
yeah.
Fatigue would develop over time, and I guess that's what happened.
At that time, that was happening, but I don't think I thought about it in that way. I just thought I was just tired. So I didn't make the connection intellectually in terms of I'm having diarrhea, so that's why I'm tired. It was there was no connection yet at that point.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Do you know how much weight you had lost in that year and a half?
Gee, I would say maybe about 10 pounds.
About 10 pounds.
Yeah.
That's quite a bit for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you mind explaining how bad the bloating and the flatulence was? Because the diarrhea was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But also, did you have a lot of bloating? Did it affect you and maybe affect your appetite? Because a lot of times when people feel bloated, they feel really full and they don't really care to eat.
The bloating was uncomfortable. And I felt like maybe I had to burp to take the gas out.
Mm-hmm.
But my appetite, I thought I should be eating, you know, really bland food. So I tried different things, but I wasn't getting anywhere. And so as far as the bloating part, you know, it just was just uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And gassy, yes. It's like, where did all this gas come from?
Yeah. This little woman
yeah.
now. Where's all this gas coming from?
Yeah.
Did you have nausea along with the diarrhea, bloating, and flatulence?
No, I didn't feel nauseous.
Okay.
Just really extremely tired and like, I had a hard time concentrating, you know, so...
Because you were so deficient
yeah.
of nutrients, let's say, June.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So you had difficulty in concentrating also
yeah.
with the fatigue.
Uh-huh.
How was your appetite?
My appetite, it was funny because sometimes I would be hungry, so I would eat something that I thought was okay. And then it turns out it wasn't okay because I'd start running.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was to a point where I didn't want to eat because
right.
it was more like a fear thing.
Right, right.
Afraid to eat.
And that would make sense because if the meals you're eating is causing you to have diarrhea, over time you would be leery about eating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
yeah.
So the diarrhea was worse with food.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
During that time, did you figure out a pattern to which foods was causing you more problems?
You know, I think it was like I had a hard time with raw foods.
Mm. Like, you mean like salads, yeah, and that kind of stuff.
And then sometimes I figure, okay, orange is good because it has a lot of vitamin C, so I would eat an orange, but that didn't work.
Just irritate you.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought crackers. I thought crackers would be so neutral. You know, so I would eat a cracker maybe to settle my stomach. I thought settling my stomach, but that kind of made it worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, it wasn't a good situation. I was constantly going back and forth to the toilet. And not good.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll talk about why crackers aren't good in this kind of situation. There's that lay idea that eating crackers, when you have digestive problems,
right,
like chronic diarrhea, that crackers is a good food to eat, when really it's not a good thing, and we'll talk about that more. June, you must have sought medical help for this unrelenting problem, because, you know, it was going on for a long time.
Yes, I went to the doctor and I said, you know, I'm having this diarrhea problem.
Mm.
So the doctor asked, well, try Imodium.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't work, then come back and then, you know, we'll see what else we can do. So anyway, I went home, I got that box of Imodium, and she said, you can start with two. So I started with two.
Mm-hmm.
The two worked fine. Then I figured, okay, I got it under control. So I carried the box with me.
Mm-hmm. So wherever you went.
So I would do that. And of course, there were time limits. So I would have to clock this. And, you know, so I was watching the clock, watching my intake, and then so it worked for a couple of days, and afterwards I noticed that it progressively got worse again, and so the Imodium wasn't working.
Mm-hmm. So you tried it for a week or two?
Yeah, about, I would say, a week and a half, almost.
Okay,
two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it wasn't working?
No, it wasn't working. I was back to, like, I felt like a faucet.
Oh,
it
okay.
was terrible.
Yeah, I believe that's what you had told me, that you had felt, you feel like a faucet.
Yeah.
It's coming out. What other treatment did you try, or did they recommend?
The next thing was, perhaps because I was under stress, that I would need a mild tranquilizer. And then when they said tranquilizer, that's when my antenna went up and I said, I don't think I needed a tranquilizer.
That's not going to help your diarrhea. Yeah.
And so I said, well, let me think about it. And so I just, you know, left, and then that was it. And then I thought about, you know, other things. And so I thought, no, that's not going to work. I didn't want to have to start taking a tranquilizer just in case if I do start becoming dependent on it.
Mm.
I didn't want that.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you didn't think the tranquilizer was going to help your problem.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Unfortunately, when it comes to certain problems that the medical doctors can't fix right away, they start to think that it's in that patient's mind, unfortunately. That's a common recommendation. Not a lot of my patients tell me their medical doctors. After a while, they start recommending, because they're starting to think, oh, it's probably just in this patient's mind, when, you know, it's really not. You know, it's a symptom that you have.
No, this is real.
Yeah, I don't think anyone can make themselves have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that. Okay. Why did you seek my help for this problem?
Well, I was listening to your programs on and off.
All right, a radio listener.
Yeah, and I vaguely remember hearing something about digestion, and, you know, so then I called your office and I said, by the way, does Dr. Ichida take care of diarrhea? And the receptionist said, yes. I said, oh, okay, thank you. And so that, I felt like there was hope.
Mm.
And I figured, okay, let me try, see if I can do something about this on my own. So I just kept on it for a while and trying to figure out for myself. And then I felt like I was being pushed up against the wall already. Like, there was no answer for me. I was really desperate.
Medically?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, and I didn't want to take any tranquilizers, because that was my only option at this point already. So I was afraid of, they always give you your meds, and they say, they have this paper in there, and then you read all the side effects and everything.
Mm-hmm.
No, I had enough to think about. Mm-hmm. I didn't need any more to think about. And so that's why I called.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing is, when it comes to diarrhea, when it, in conventional medicine, they want to give you stool hardeners, which is the Imodium. And if that doesn't work, what do you do? Because otherwise, they really have no other tools to use, unfortunately. So when you came in to see me, you didn't come in to see me right away, right?
No.
Okay. But when you did come in to see me, what did I say was causing your chronic diarrheal problem?
You said I had a weakened digestive system.
Okay. But I did explain why I said that, right?
Yes.
Okay. I did go over the medical and physiology textbook so you can understand what the digestive tract was.
Yes.
And what we understood that caused diarrhea. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Did going over the medical books help you understand the digestive system and your problem?
Yes. I could really understand what was happening because your explanation and you're talking about, you know, like little rocks and big rocks first and then medium-sized rocks and then little rocks and referring to the kinds of food that we eat and then how foods are digested. And I was kind of thrown for a loop because I never knew how important my digestion was.
Mm.
And I didn't really understand the process of digestion.
Mm.
And that's where you came in and you explained the whole process. And so it made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing everything wrong.
Well, not really you, but, you know, because you didn't have much help before then, right? Mm. But you're not alone. There are quite a few patients people out there who do have chronic diarrhea problems. And I typically will treat one a month will come into my office. And they've been suffering from chronic diarrhea for a year or even up to 5 or 10 years, if you can believe that. Usually worse after meals. So they know as soon as they have their meal, they're going to have to run and use the bathroom.
Yes.
I'm going to explain kind of what happens when somebody has chronic diarrhea. But you had heard one of my radio shows on digestion.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what that radio show talked about was that we have our digestive tract to turn foods into smaller and then smaller and smaller particles. So it's actually this disassembly line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if we have a weakness in any part of this disassembly line, we're going to have symptoms develop. So according to physiology, so when it comes to causing diarrhea problems, what happens is our small intestines cannot digest carbohydrates, and because it can't digest the carbohydrates completely, that leads the small intestines to eliminate the carbohydrate load out of the body right away, because the small intestines knows that it's not small enough, so it can't get into the bloodstream, so it's going to eliminate it right away. And that's kind of what we talked to June and I discussed at that office visit.
Correct.
So typically, if you do have a digestive weakness, there are 7 typical signs or symptoms that tells you you have a digestive weakness. And those symptoms are bloating, belching, and flatulence. And diarrhea, which June had.
Mm-hmm.
And then other ones are nausea, heartburn, reflux, and alternating diarrhea and constipation. So if you have at least 2 or more of those symptoms, that signals that you do have a digestive weakness. And typically it's going to be a weakness in the small intestines, which then we have to fix. So in the small intestines, there's good bacteria there that actually help us digest food. And unfortunately, in our world, we take a lot of antibiotics. And the antibiotics kills not only the bad bacteria, but also the good ones in our digestive tract, leading to this weakening of the digestive tract. So in a lot of cases, that is what is causing the digestive tract to break down. June, would you tell the listening audience what treatment I recommended for you, and if you can remember why?
No simple carbohydrates, because it weakens the digestion and it doesn't allow the digestive tract to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I also took supplements to help digest my foods, and supplements that would help heal and kind of fix my digestive tract.
All right. Would you tell the audience, did you think that that treatment was going to help you when we first discussed that and I told you you were going to be taking those supplements?
Well, I wasn't sure, but being that I felt like I was up against the wall.
You.
Yeah, I figured, you know, I didn't have anything to lose because at that point, I also could hear my food going through my digestive tract because it was just moving. I could hear it, and I could even estimate when I would have to go. And so I felt that I have nothing to lose at this point.
Okay. It was like clockwork, yeah? Well, yeah. The human body is an amazing thing. I'm just going to kind of go over why we had to eliminate simple carbohydrates from your diet and then why we need to add those supplements in to help you with strengthening your digestion and then eliminating your diarrhea problem. So the reason why we have to eliminate simple carbohydrates is because if you have a chronic diarrhea problem, typically it means that your small intestines cannot digest simple carbohydrates. So if it's having a hard time digesting simple carbohydrates, then what we need to do is stop eating it, because if you continue eating the simple carbohydrates, you're going to keep having diarrhea problems. There's nothing that I could give you that would override that, because your small intestines is being exposed to the carbohydrates, so it's going to have to eliminate it. So I tell my patients, I give them the analogy that if there is a water main break in the middle of the street, what's the first thing that the Board of Water Supply has to do to fix that water main? They have to turn off the water, because if they don't turn off the water, then they can never get to the pipes to fix it. Same thing with the digestive tract. I mean, we can't actually go into the digestive tract and replace a part, but we need to turn off the water. So we need to decrease or stop the irritation to the small intestines. So that's why we need to stop eating the simple carbohydrates. Because if you continue eating the simple carbohydrates, you're going to continue having diarrhea, and we can't fix the problem. And the reason why the supplements, one, digestive enzymes to help you digest food now so that we can help slow down, if not stop, the diarrhea from occurring. The second supplement is we need to give you supplements that over time will strengthen your digestion so that you won't continue to have this digestive problem later on. And the third supplement is the good bacteria. We need to put the good bacteria back in the small intestines so that they can start releasing their enzymes to digest the carbohydrates so that you can break them down completely and then absorb them into your bloodstream so that you won't have oversized carbohydrates that your small intestines knows won't get into your bloodstream and will have to get rid of it in the form of diarrhea. You're tuned into Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. Tonight, my patient June is sharing her story of how she overcame constant diarrhea with naturopathic medicine. June will tell you how naturopathic medicine worked on her constant diarrhea right after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from Nutrix Hawaii, DeVita Natural Skincare, the Good at Health Food Store, Tri-Element Supplement Company, and the Island Wellness Center.
You look and feel best when you eat well, but easy lifestyles can cause us to miss out on the 530.
Hey, Kaa Street, Suite 35. We're in the Harbor Center behind Cutter Ford in Aiea. Or call us anytime at 487-0082.
This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. You're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, my patient June has joined us to share her courageous story of how she beat constant diarrhea with naturopathic medicine. Okay, June, you suffered with constant diarrhea for over a year, like a year and a half.
Yes.
Typically, the diarrhea was every day and after each meal.
Yes.
Conventional medicine didn't help, and they didn't have a very They didn't have a good recommendation for you.
No.
They wanted to give you tranquilizers after that. The medical books told us that antibiotics kill the good bacteria in the small intestines. When the good bacteria die, it can't help us digest carbohydrates. The inability to digest carbohydrates causes diarrhea, bloating, and flatulence, which you had.
Yes.
As well as nausea, heartburn, and reflux. Then I told you that in order to eliminate the constant diarrhea, we have to fix your weakened digestive tract by not eating simple carbohydrates.
Correct.
And taking some supplements to help in rebuilding or strengthen your weak digestive tract.
Yes.
Okay. So June, everybody out there is dying to know. Would you tell us what happened with the diarrhea, flatulence, and bloating after 2 weeks on the treatment?
I got better. It was like, I felt like, wow, this really works. It was like 90% better. And I was pleasantly surprised. It was like magic. And I felt really good about it because when I went into you, I really felt down. Mm. I was kind of depressed in a sense because I couldn't go on doing what I needed to do, having to run to the toilet, not knowing when I needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like a prisoner in a sense. And I couldn't drive long distances without first not eating or eating earlier so that I knew I could make the drive into town, which I needed to do or whatever. So it was very difficult.
It affected a large part of your life, because your life revolved around the diarrhea.
Yeah, pretty much. It kind of ruled my life.
Yeah, so you had to make sure you ate early enough so you could use the bathroom.
Yes.
And then you could travel.
Yes.
Yeah. Or you would not eat.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, that is.
Because that was safe.
Yeah, not eating, yeah. Yeah, but, and we kind of heard about what happened when you don't eat and or when you have a chronic or constant diarrhea problem for like a year or year and a half is you also suffered from fatigue and difficulty in concentrating.
Yes.
Which is the result of the diarrhea. Oh, well, we'll find out because we'll see if the fatigue and your concentration has improved. When you say you felt like 90% better, what does that mean? Because a lot of people are thinking, well, what is 90%? Is it just...
I would say 90% because I had like... The first 2 weeks was really good because I could feel my body getting better. And then at some point, I would kind of regress because of what was going on in my life.
Mm.
And so, but the saving grace to all that was I knew that even if it got bad, that I could get better.
Because it was getting better.
Yes. Ah. So I felt good about it.
All right. Were you surprised with the improvement you made?
Yes, I was very surprised because Imodium didn't work, didn't want tranquilizers, and this was my only alternative. And so I was really happy. I felt so much better. I wasn't as tired. In fact, I think I had more energy. And the funny thing about it, too, is I felt like a fog cleared in my head, if I had a foggy head or what, but my thinking was clearer and I could concentrate better.
Mm.
And so that made a big difference.
Yeah. Could you actually feel yourself digesting food at that point? Because, you know, that's a big part of the treatment, right, is we're trying to help you digest your food better. With the treatment, did you actually feel like you were digesting your food better?
In a sense, yes, because... I didn't hear the gurgling. I didn't hear it going through my intestines. And so I figured it must be stopping along the way to do what it's supposed to be doing.
To get absorbed into your body.
Yeah.
And then you were feeling better, obviously.
Yes.
Right? You didn't have the diarrhea nearly as much.
Yes.
90% better, let's say.
Yeah.
And how was the bloating and the flatulence?
Oh, that sort of... disappeared. I mean, it kind of went away, and I didn't miss it.
So, yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, yeah. And when you started to digest your food better in the first 2 weeks of treatment, the fatigue cleared up.
Yes.
And you said you felt better. Did you mean that you felt better than you had with energy than you did, like, let's say 4 or 5 years ago?
Yes.
So you felt you had even more energy than you did before you had the diarrhea?
Yes. In fact, I kind of thought to myself, gee, if it's this good, I should have done this earlier. But my energy level is so much better. I can do things in a day that I normally wouldn't have done. Like, I would, after I come home, perhaps I would have to lay down and rest. Now I come home, I still have energy enough to really get the dinner going or really start, you know, doing the laundry or cleaning up the yard or doing something. I didn't have that energy before, but now I do.
Mm.
I feel
good.
So much better.
Amazing what happens when you actually digest the food you eat.
Yeah.
Were you also surprised with how quick you got well?
Yes, I was, because I've been burdened with this for over a year, and I figured because I was like that for such a long time, it would take a long time to get better. Mm. But the results started to come in so fast, and 2 weeks as compared to a year, I mean, that's really a blessing for me.
I typically tell my patients who have the chronic diarrhea problem or chronic digestive problems that it will take about 1 month to get you feeling significantly better than you did, you know, before you came in to see me.
Yes.
What did you think about that when I mentioned that to you at your first visit?
I thought, ooh, a month, a whole month. Well, I can take a month. It's okay.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, if it'll be a month, then I'll do it. I'll still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can only get, it'll be just positives for me, I think.
Yeah. Well, one, I guess you felt like you couldn't get any worse.
No, I couldn't get any worse.
So you were surprised it only took a couple of weeks.
Yes, actually. You know, after I started the supplement,
mm-hmm.
I told my husband, this is like magic. Because the next day, I could tell that there was a difference for me. I don't know whether it was mental or it really was happening, but it must have been happening because I really could feel the difference.
The difference.
Yes.
So the next day, as soon as you started the treatment,
I didn't
felt a lot better.
I didn't have to run to the toilet like I did the day before.
Mm. So. Right. You know, a lot of people are probably wondering, well, what is that diet? You know, no simple carbohydrates. I mean, that sounds kind of broad. Would you tell the audience what you had to eliminate from your diet, and then was it hard?
Okay. Was it hard? I guess to answer that, it's yes and no. It was hard because no simple carbs would be no sugars, any kind of sugar, no starches, and no refined, like no wheat product. I mean, ground up wheat or flour and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so it was during the summer, and I really love fruits. And summer is when you have mangoes and peaches and all the good stuff, and I couldn't have any of that. And no sugars would also mean, like, even in my cooking, in Oriental cooking, you always use a lot of sugar, salt, shoyu, sugar. I had to cut all of that out. No cakes, no cookies, no breads.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, not even an occasional scoop of ice cream. Couldn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And the bread and the pasta, if you like Italian food, there it goes.
Yeah.
It goes out the window.
Yeah, because bread, pasta, noodles, and crackers,
yes,
were out. Because if it's a flour, or if it comes from flour,
uh-huh,
which they all do, you use flour to make pasta, bread, and crackers, those are considered simple carbohydrates. So that's why they wouldn't be good for, mm-hmm, you if you have a diarrhea problem, to eat crackers, because they are simple carbohydrates and it's going to cause even more problems.
Yeah.
So fruits were out, and you know, a lot of people love fruits,
mm-hmm,
as well as the cookies, cakes, pies, pastas.
I was sad.
I'm sure it didn't make you happy that I told you that, but also dairy products too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No dairy, no cheese, no milk. One interesting thing about the pasta part, I thought soba was okay, but I had to just stay off of that also.
Mm-hmm.
So.
As well as juice and Soda, right,
yes.
as well as dried fruits. Because if no no fruit, then yes. no juice.
And no dried fruits.
Right.
Yes.
So a lot of people are probably thinking that's a hard diet to do. Was it hard for you?
That part of it, yeah. not having the fruits for me was difficult. Because I couldn't have papaya. I couldn't have watermelon. You know, things that I like to eat, you know, just for snacks. Even apples. So that was hard. The other part of the diet was like the meat and stuff. That wasn't too difficult because I'm not a real meat eater. As far as the rice, we were already eating brown rice.
Yes, white rice is out too.
Yes, white rice was out. So that meant no sushi.
And potatoes.
Oh yeah, no potatoes.
Yeah. So it was hard.
Yes, that part was hard.
But you did it.
Yes, I did. I did.
Was it worth it?
Definitely. It was worth it, and I would say more than worth it because there were so many pluses that I found out after I started it, you know, the diet. It was, not only did my digestion get better, the diarrhea, you know, got much, much better, but my whole being, I felt totally better. And to me, those were the benefits that I got in addition to what I was seeking you for.
Mm-hmm. So you not only had improvement from the symptoms that you came in to see me, but also for other symptoms that you didn't even expect to get better.
Correct.
Energy and clarity.
Yes.
Right. June, stress typically will weaken digestive function. We also discovered that stress affected your condition.
Yeah.
Would you give us a little insight as to the amount of stress that you were under during this time or even before you had come in to see me?
I was in a position where I was a caregiver, and I would go to the outer island, and I would spend about a week and a half, sometimes more, all depends. And I would come back home to rest. And I found that when I was there actually doing the caregiving, which would be like preparing the meals, taking care of, you know, like accidental messes and, you know, that would occur with an older person. Sleeping was not really sleeping because you always have an ear open for any kinds of falls that may occur or any move that the person makes, like if they're trying to move out of bed or what. So you think you're resting, but you're really not. And so I guess all of this just kind of builds when you're there in that situation and trying to figure, thinking ahead of time, the travel also, trying to figure out what you need so that you don't have to make these stops at the grocery store because you would have to go at times when the person is sleeping but be back before the person is up. And so it was trying to figure and, you know, juggle all of this. And travel on the airplane was not good because you would have to go through security. What you could take, what you could not take, what you had to pack and what you couldn't.
Yeah.
And so that was difficult. And so I found that that's when I would really go into backslide a little bit.
With
the diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I come back home to rest, then it would get better. Yes.
Okay. And this was an ongoing thing, though, yeah? It wasn't just you did it once or twice. It was ongoing for months.
Yes.
That you had to care you.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. June, would you tell us what you learned in general about digestion or the digestive system and how it affects your, let's say, bowel movements and or the symptoms that you had?
The digestion I found is very important because I thought I was taking vitamin supplements to help me, you know, go on with all of what I needed to do. But that was just being washed out. I mean, it was of no use to me because I wasn't digesting or absorbing it. So whether I was taking something or not didn't matter. But I didn't know that until after I went to talk to you because that was just being washed out. And then after we went on this diet, it kind of made sense. And then I kind of felt like what I ate made a big difference as to how I would be feeling. So what you eat makes a difference as to how, you know, foods are digested. And mm-hmm. if it's a weakened system, to help to get it better, then the proper foods are important so that you can get better.
Mm-hmm. Well said. You said it a lot better than I was trying to get it out. Well said. What do you feel about the foods that you eat now? I mean, you had mentioned that it does, you do feel the difference when you eat the right foods or the healthy foods, that it does help you feel better.
Yes. I feel that, like, I'm eating the proper foods. I'm not eating, quote-unquote, junk food.
Mm.
I'm absorbing the nutrients that my body is supposed to be taking in. And now that I'm taking my supplements, I know that I'm absorbing them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not being just washed out. As far as the foods that I'm eating, it's like they're good for the body and they're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, it's like the least processed, I think.
Mm. A lot of people out there still kind of go by the old adage, you are what you eat. But
yes.
You found out that you are what you are able to digest.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you feel that that is important for you to have learned from this process?
Yes. It really does make sense. You are what you eat. And if you want to feel tired, then the sugars will do it.
Yeah,
if you want to have the energy, then stay away from the sugars and, you know, those carbohydrates and stuff.
All right. June, what are your thoughts and feelings about naturopathic medicine now? I assume you didn't know much about naturopathic medicine before you came in to see me.
Yes. I just heard, you know, here and there, but I really believe it's a good thing, and I feel more relaxed when I go into your office. The whole atmosphere is very quiet, relaxed, and I like the idea of not having to take drugs and not worrying about, will it affect my liver? Do I have to take a blood test to see whether something's going on with my liver?
And
we kind of sit at home. Instead of side effects, we get side benefits. And so I like getting to the root of the problem. And the only wish I have is that HMSA would include it in its coverage, would cover naturopathic medicine.
Yes, I agree with you there. In fact, if any of you out there listening wants naturopathic medicine covered by HMSA, the best thing to do is to call HMSA's customer service line and request that they cover naturopathic physicians, because according to the law, they actually are supposed to be covering us. But because they are a private entity, they can do whatever they want. So, and their response to us is to sue them, to make them cover naturopaths, because they know we would lose. Not because it's not the right thing. They would just tie it up in court and we'd run out of money. So it always works best if their clients actually want naturopathic medicine covered. So that would be, you know, people who are covered. June, there are so many people out there who suffer with chronic diarrhea and digestive problems. I mean, I see them every week, every month at my office. Would you like to say, what would you like to say to anyone out there who is suffering with chronic diarrhea and digestive problems?
I would say you do not have to put up with all of the discomforts that come with diarrhea and a poor digestive system. You know, the flatulence, the bloating, the diarrhea, and all of that. You can go back to a normal life just by following what Dr. Uchida suggests in the natural way. And to me, that's the safe and the best way. And if you think that there's no help, there is help and there is hope.
Thank you. And I liked your family mantra, side benefits,
yes,
as opposed to side effects. Because I know a lot of my patients come to see me because they are concerned with the medications they're taking affecting the liver or the kidney. And, you know, they're wanting to not need to take those medications to help their problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, June, I'm sorry to say our time is up. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing your inspirational story with us.
You're welcome.
I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in and joining us tonight. I hope you enjoyed the program and learned something of value. Please join me next week. Our topic will be open for discussion. Your calls, questions, Your calls and questions about health, wellness, and naturopathic medicine determines the topic of the evening. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by Tri-Elements, Nutrix Hawaii, the Pan-American MOA Foundation, DeVita Natural Skincare, Enzymatic Therapy, the Flora Supplement Company, the Good Health Food Store, and the Island Wellness Center. Please stay right here. Health in You is up next. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. Again, may God bless you and thank you for joining me. And I look forward to being with you here again next week on Wellness in the New Millennium on K108.